Okay, here we are, December 1st, 2013. This is the Gloucester Cast, and my name is Joey Shimataro. I'm here with my regular co-host, Toby Pett. Say hi, Toby.
Good morning, Gloucester.
And we have someone that's never been on the podcast before. Someone very dear and near to our hearts.
A babe.
A babe. That's disgusting. That's creepy. Is that creepy?
Not really.
It's a compliment.
Okay.
Thank you. I'll take it as a compliment.
You should.
And who are you?
I'm Amanda Cakes.
Amanda Cakes.
You don't already know, I'm Joey's niece and Sister Felicia's daughter.
Yes. We're going to get to that.
There we go.
We're going to get to that.
So there's that.
There's
that. Here I am.
Yes.
Doing the podcast now.
That's it.
Right? She is. I like it. Okay. See, So what happened last night was I had a little bit of wine. I don't really drink all that much anymore. But last night I actually...
Certainly not in season.
No, definitely not in season. So, but I had a little bit of wine, and I actually invited Amanda and BJ to be part of the podcast. I woke up this morning...
Explain who BJ is.
BJ is Amanda's twin.
My brother.
Sister Felicia's other child. And so I was at their house last night, and I invited them to be on the podcast, and I woke up this morning not remembering that at all. So I thought it was just going to be just us, but as it turns out, we're lucky, we're blessed.
Yeah.
We are blessed. And Sister Felicia brought in some, like, how many pounds of cookies?
For me.
I know they're for you. He's worried that Toby's worried that they're gonna go somewhere else. How many pounds would you estimate that tray of cookies that she brought, Amanda? What would you say?
Four
pounds.
Certainly, there's enough for a football party.
All of 4 pounds.
Yeah.
Easily 4 pounds of Italian cookies.
At least.
So, Amanda, why don't you explain where those Italian cookies came from?
So yesterday, my whole family comes over every year the Saturday after Thanksgiving. And we have a cookie day, and we make hundreds of cookies for Christmas. But we only make the ones that we can put in the freezer. So we made macaroons, we made the chocolate cookies, we made a bunch of cookies. And it was really fun. And it's good. It's a good family day, because we like that bond that we have when we make cookies.
So
it's just fun.
What time did you start, and what time did you guys wrap things up?
Well, we started, everyone showed up at 9, and then we had breakfast, and then we usually start at 10, but yesterday we ran a little behind schedule, and we started at 12.
Wow.
And then we ended at, like, 10:30.
I was there in the morning, you guys were prepping there, at 9 a.m., or 10 o'clock in the morning, you were definitely prepping at that point.
Yeah, we were
running
doing
around,
a little bit of prep.
Putting the saran wrap over the big tables. They had literally, like, five folding tables.
I saw it twice, Joe.
Yeah, Toby witnessed it, the mayhem. He definitely witnessed it. So, and how many eggs you purchased, and how much flour, and how much all? What were the some of the numbers you could throw around?
You could pipe
in for.
I know for one recipe we used 30 eggs. So
each recipe, we were doing five batches at a time.
How many things
of it?
How many cases of eggs did you get?
I bought 7 times 3, like I bought about 25 dozen eggs, something like that. 26 dozen eggs, 25 pounds of flour. We went out for more. You bought 2 cases of flour for me. We went out and bought 2 more cases.
Yeah, insane. Yeah. So everybody, at the end though, everybody whacks up the cookies.
Yeah. So after we're done, everyone takes a tray or 3 and walks around and takes their cookies that they want to take home for Christmas, so they can put them in the freezer.
Nice tradition.
Yeah, it's very
great.
Nice.
You had a whole lot of people there.
We have a lot of fun. We do breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast did run a little late yesterday. People were chatty patties. We have a new baby on its way in April. A cousin of ours, Joey and I, cousins having a baby. So that
she had the
shirt on. Yes,
right.
'Tis the season to be pregnant.
Preggers.
It was a great shirt.
That was cousin Allison.
Yeah, and then
Amy.
Cousin Amy's. Amy.
Oh yeah, that one.
And then we had we always break for lunch, which ran late because breakfast was late. And we make paninis. Well, the men make paninis for the women, and I usually do soup salad. All right.
That's nice.
You're done.
All right, very nice. So it was really nice. It's a very nice tradition, but I can imagine you must be exhausted this morning.
I am dead.
At the end of the day, the house looked like you could have ate off the floors, though. It was spotless.
Well, we have a lot of help too cleaning up. So.
Yeah, good. Everybody's got to pitch in. Well, today we got a bunch of things to talk about. Not the least of which has been. It seems like this is the year of the turducken. And you, last year,
I'm ahead of the curve.
This is the way it all went down for me. Is I'd never heard the term or turducken before, and about a week before Thanksgiving, you pulled out your phone and said, "This is what I did last year." Why don't you explain what the turducken is and how you are so ahead of the curve with the turducken?
I mean, turducken is a chicken inside a duck inside a turkey. And you may say, how can you possibly do that? The cavities aren't large enough. How would you do it? You basically have to deconstruct, debone, for the most part, all three. So you debone the turkey and lay it out flat. You still have the drumsticks, that sort of thing, but the rest of the bones are gone. The, you know, what you'd have, which would create your chest cavity, that kind of thing. It's all gone. All right, so we prepared, I did this with a friend. We prepared a mirepoix-based stuffing.
The Holy Trinity.
The mirepoix is the Holy Trinity, that's right. carrot, celery, onion. And we added some mushroom and a little bit of sausage. And that created our stuffing in between the layers. So the deboned turkey, then there was a layer of the stuffing, and then there was the deboned duck, and then a layer of stuffing, and then the deboned chicken, and then you very carefully put it all back together and with butcher's twine sew it up so that it virtually looks like a normal turkey.
But it's all the other stuff is inside,
right?
Because you deboned it and everything.
Correct.
And then it's all meat.
It's all meat. And yeah, we did it up on the big green egg, which is a smoker.
Yeah.
And it comes out great. And one of the best parts about it, because you no longer have those bones.
Saw right through it.
Yeah. And what you end up with is the meat that comes out. You can see all the various layers.
Mm.
With the stuffing, and the flavor is fabulous.
Are you a big Thanksgiving meal guy?
I love the holiday.
Yeah.
I
love the holiday as well. Go ahead.
There are certain dishes that I really enjoy that you pretty much only get at Thanksgiving, the combination. But it was interesting that you asked that question, because this year, the people that I was with, we started talking about getting ready to cook Thanksgiving dinner, and one person objected, "Oh, I really don't like this." Another person said, "Well, I really don't like that." And before you know it, we said, "Okay, that's it. We're not doing turkey dinner." And we ended up doing ribs this year.
Ribs for Thanksgiving.
Ribs for Thanksgiving.
I like that idea.
You too.
Now, okay, how do you feel about that? Is Thanksgiving dinner like one of your, is that going to be in your top 10?
Probably not. We have a lot of traditions that we do that I really like that not a lot of people do. Mm. So I think that Thanksgiving is just one of those times where I like when the family comes and I like how we're all together to make the food, but I don't really like the food.
Yeah, I'd like the food. I just don't. There's nothing that makes me say,
"I love this."
Oh my god! But the stuff that we do before, like the little necks, the big stuff, little necks. And we had this year, we had oysters and stuff like that. But like turkey to me, is like chicken
like
to me. It's like it's like the boiled dinner to me. You know what I mean? Like I always say, like
that.
You can never have a 10. A turkey dinner to me is never gonna be a fucking 10. Is never gonna be a 10.
Yeah.
Well, before the ribs this year, we did oysters as well, but we didn't do them raw, shucked with a mignonette. We did them on the grill.
With
little garlic and black pepper and the brine, you didn't even have to salt them.
See, ribs, or oysters, or sushi, I can have a meal that's a 10. I can have ribs. Ribs could be a 10 for me.
You would have enjoyed the food that we had this year.
Yeah.
I think that...
And this is not a spite to Felicia's cooking or anything like that.
The day
but
after
this is
Thanksgiving
just,
food is better.
Was way better.
Way better.
The turkey pot pie that she made the day after was the melding of those flavors.
And the recipe is on Good Morning Gloucester.
Oh,
so I got up at 9 o'clock to do that recipe so that people
with the
would
cognac,
have it.
The shot of the cognac, yes. In right. In,
I think that as long as you're together with your family, it doesn't matter what you cook. You're just there.
But that's great. That's a good attitude. That's the right attitude.
Did I train her well?
That was very nice.
But she's telling the truth. She's talking from her heart.
It is true.
It is true.
You folks have as evidenced by yesterday, the family cookie day, you had a pretty tight family. I mean, for
very tight.
As many people and cousins and all the above as you have, to be as close as you are and to do as
it's,
many...
It's funny, as crazy and as intense as it all is, it's, at the same time, it's very laid back. And I think we owe a lot of that to my brother-in-law, Barry. Like, keeps everybody as crazy as
pretty
Felicia is. Like, the yin and the yang, Barry, like, balances it out with being a little bit more sane and
Saint Barry.
And relaxed.
Saint Barry. That's what everyone calls him, Saint Barry.
Saint Barry already gave you a present for this year, right? That the commercial Hobart mixer.
That was Hobart my Mother's mixer. Day. That was my Mother's Day gift.
Sent from heaven, the Hobart mixer comes into our house and into our lives, and we don't have to roll the dough out by hand anymore.
That thing weighs about, Barry said it weighs
300 pounds, 400 pounds.
400 pounds. The base on that thing, the legs on it are about 5 inches square on each leg.
Solid.
Four legs of solid steel.
Yes.
For the people
ridiculous.
That are listening, because we don't have pictures, this is the same as any commercial mixer that you would find in a bakery anywhere.
A big
you could
bakery.
Fit a small child in the mixing bowl.
You could definitely.
Right.
Yeah.
And
a small child in the mixing bowl, but I'm
Felicia's
saying.
Husband
he procured it.
He procured it. End of discussion.
That's right. Yeah. So yeah, they're very cool though. Very, very cool. So this week, big thing, big discovery in my life was this Chromecast thing.
Oh, the Chromecast.
Oh!
Cue Choir of Angels. The Chromecast is the best thing I've ever encountered in my young life.
It's cool, right?
You got it. Well, my Uncle Joe got it before it even came out. He convinced the people to let him buy it. At Walmart.
Oh, no, I did.
When we went
I
to
did.
The Walmart trip.
I totally did. So, yeah, I went to Walmart because I saw that I'd read about Chromecast. Because Netflix, I have to back up a little bit. Chromecast allows you to stream through Wi-Fi what all these movies and shows without commercials to your television. It's crazy. So I read these reviews and they said, and I know young people are not buying cable for $150 a month. They're doing away with their phone lines, and they look at people that have hardline phone lines like they have three heads. Like, why would you pay for hardline phone line when you don't even answer it, you only use your cell phone? So I looked into this Chromecast thing, and it was, they were selling them for $35 all over the place. And I was going up to Walmart to get some supplies for the house. And we went up there, and the manager says, we can't release them because we're saving them for Black Friday. And I was like, well, they showed them for sale on your website. So as it turns out, I got them to sell me a couple. I got one for BJ and one for myself. The picture is like you're watching HDTV, right?
It clearly it's one of the best inventions that I've encountered in my young life, like I said before, because the reason is I lose the clicker all the damn time.
That's right.
So if I have it streaming from my brother's iPad or even my phone, because I downloaded the app on my phone, because you can download the app in the App Store.
Yep.
I can stream whatever I want from YouTube. I can watch like my favorite YouTube channels on the TV streaming from my phone. Yeah. And it's just, the picture is just like I would watch it I was just watching it on regular TV.
Right.
But I can do whatever. I can control it from
the volume,
my phone.
The channel, you watch what you want.
Great.
You create a queue without commercials.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's $30.
It's worth the investment. For $30, I know some people would say, well, I just have TV or whatever.
Let's back this up a little bit. You and I had a brief discussion about this yesterday.
Yeah.
I didn't know anything about this stuff. I basically didn't know anything about this stuff. All right. The answer is you still need to have a internet connection.
Yes.
However you get internet, you still have to get at least internet.
Yep.
If not television, if not a phone line. You have to get, so that's what, $35?
$35, $40 bucks for cable, for internet.
Now, once you've done that, you pay $30 or $35 for this Chromecast device.
One-time fee.
One-time
fee. Buy the device. And it's about the size
of... It's like a hard drive.
Yeah, it's like a little mini thumb
flash
drive. Yeah, flash drive. Like your thumb.
Right, thumb drive, whatever, flash drive.
Yeah.
All right, so you pay that one time. Mm-hmm. Okay, now to get on to Netflix, you have to subscribe monthly, correct?
And pay.
$8 a month for Netflix.
Hulu Plus is another service that you
want. $8 a month.
And what Hulu Plus does is get you yesterday's...
Television shows. Brazilian television shows.
Right, so you don't get to watch them live when they're being broadcast today, but you get the chance to watch them the next day...
Without commercials.
Without commercials for a flat monthly fee.
And I'm going to say what's really cool about the Hulu Plus and the Netflix series, like you can immerse yourself in a series. Do you know what I mean? Like you can watch... From one, like, say you love Alias.
13.
You can watch the whole season
in one
shot. Mad Men, the whole season, which is really cool. And, like, as soon as one stops, they give you, like, 10 seconds, and then the next episode automatically starts.
Yeah.
And then if you pause it, you close your iPad.
It picks up right where you left off.
It picks up wherever you left off, and if you didn't watch it on your television, you can watch it on your iPad when you're someplace else, if you're on vacation or in bed or wherever. Like,
really handy. Really,
so
really
crazy.
Handy.
So far, the functionality alone of what you can do compared to just traditional television for $30
now,
is like,
it's ridiculous.
You can't even buy a remote control for
$30.
Right?
And now, for those people that say, I don't get my news over the internet, I like to watch the Today Show in the morning. The answer is you can still get that. There's a device called a digital antenna. You go down to your local Radio Shack.
Yep.
And they'll even let you try it to make sure that it works in your home. Right, before you pay for it. Or if you pay
for it. Well, you pay for it and they will take it back and reimburse your money if you return it.
So that digital antenna, a one-time fee, again, of let's say $30, $35.
It might be up to 50, but between 40 and 50,
maybe
depending on the one you get.
You can find on the internet.
But also,
All right, you pay that one-time fee, and you get all your normal
4, 5, 7,
CBS,
Fox,
NBC, Fox.
Yeah.
You get the
PBS
channels, and if you're working on your Spanish, and you want to study a little of that, you can watch Spanish TV, and that's no charge.
For any of those, and they say that the picture, if you pick up the signal, that picture, is clearer than like what you would get through your cable.
Because it's digital, it's not analog.
Right.
So the only thing you really can't get,
your Bruins games and
Bruins games, Red Sox games. So if you cannot get through life.
I wonder if you can buy that Major League Baseball package and still be cheap. You know, even add that on and it'd be cheaper.
I don't know.
Well, that's a good. That would be a good question, right?
But so this would essentially cut your monthly television cost by at least half, if not down to one third.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So that's the incentive. Why would you? If you need to have an answer as to why would I do this, the answer is to save money.
Save a lot of money, and the $30 investment, just the convenience factor alone.
Yeah.
To me, it's a no-brainer.
To sit.
And it's another, like the dinner dealer deck that we just interviewed those people, another one of those tremendous stocking stuffers.
Yeah.
But $30, huge impact, like monster impact, right?
Convenient, handy.
Cheap.
Cheap. It's a good investment.
Yeah.
Highly recommend.
There you go.
Keeps on giving, not just a one-time gift.
Keeps on giving. This Thursday night coming, speaking of gifting, yes. Ladies' night. Wow. Are you, what's that? Felicia has something to say. What?
I need a place to sell my book then.
Okay. So, do you go to ladies' night every year?
Every year.
Does Amanda go with you?
No, she's at school.
Oh, she's a
girl. Oh, she was at tennis.
Ladies' night has gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. It seems like the last 4 or 5 years it really blew up, right?
Yes, definitely.
The booze.
It's all about the beverages that they serve. Yes.
Yeah.
And it really is a fun night. I mean, my girlfriends, we all make a reservation somewhere. We have dinner. We shop. You drink. I don't know. It's just fun.
Yeah, and it's great. It's great.
I like the ladies' night idea.
It's true.
I think it's a great place to meet new people.
And discover places that you might not go during the week.
I can tell you, there's some shops. I mean, every year I'm surprised. We go into, you know, different shops downtown and you see stuff that you didn't even know that they carried. Like, it's awesome.
Yeah. But that's the key. It isn't, you don't have to shop. You don't have to pay for anything. But this is an opportunity to expose yourself to some of the shops and some of the items that you didn't realize that they carry.
Right.
And even if you don't buy anything, it's much like the block. My theory on this is like the block parties. A lot of people go down to the block parties because it's a social thing. But they're in and out of the shops while they're down there. And then they're like, oh, I don't really feel like carrying that around right now. But I'm going to come back tomorrow and pick that up. You know, so it's a great thing. And I want to mention the Hive on Pleasant Street, right next to Pleasant Street Tea and Coffee Company. Wait.
The Hive is where the office supply company was years ago.
Yep. And they are doing a gift wrapping service with custom gift wrap service. So it's really a no-brainer. And it's like, and they're not even asking for hardcore money. It's like donations type of deal to wrap your presents.
But it doesn't have to be done on ladies' night. It's a ladies' night thing.
They're doing. I don't know if they're doing it after that, but they're definitely doing it for ladies' night. So it's a great way to go shop, get your wrapping done the same night, and you're done. Done.
It's a done deal.
Yeah.
Fun night.
Ladies' night.
Done.
The lobster trap trees, is it erect, fully erect?
I just drove by. So. It looks like that needs like 3 or 4 more tiers to go up. I heard last night that they were looking for more. They needed more donations of lobster traps.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, BJ was down there in the morning. He said that they were struggling. Some of the traps weren't secure enough to.
Looks good though.
It's cool. It looks beautiful. I love the blue ones. There's a couple of blue traps set up, and it's cool.
A little splash of color here and there.
Well, what makes our tree so much more special than these? I get these emails from these other places, you know, that we tease them every year that their trees are inferior, lobster trap trees. Fact is, they're all nice and great for their communities. But the one in Rockland, Maine, they always advertise theirs as the tallest one. But I don't call it a tree. It's a lobster spike. It's a lobster trap spike, a trap tree spike, because it goes straight up. There's no...
A tower?
It's a tower, lobster trap tower, because it's like... They go straight up with no, there's no,
tree shape.
Tree shape.
You're going to have the shape of a tree. If you're going to call it a tree, it's going to be in the shape of a tree or it's a stack
terrible.
Of traps.
It's a travesty.
What day is the buoy painting? Because that is like the greatest day for people to get Middle their Street kids Walk. Downtown.
Middle Street Walk. There is a bazillion things to do with the Middle Street Walk.
What they're doing at Art Haven is incredible for the kids. We started doing it a couple years ago.
They love it.
The painting of the buoys, I'm like right in there with the kids elbowing for paint. I love doing that.
You know
it's
what
fun.
Else? You know what else they do at Art Haven and the Hive?
What?
They do birthday parties there, and it's not that expensive.
Really?
And basically, so you bring your kids there, and basically they're great. The kids that work there, the young adults.
Stuff.
They're going to keep those kids busy and active creating something. And young kids, they love to create stuff.
Yeah.
And they basically...
Teenagers.
They
I mean, I
yeah.
create stuff too.
Right. So they totally take over.
Yeah.
And they manage your birthday party. You sit back
it's
and...
It's a great place to go.
Yeah.
Good people.
Helps kids like find their...
You see some of these
people,
buoys that the kids paint? Like, their imagination
incredible.
Is... unbelievable. Mm.
I like how it gives the kids a chance to find their creativity, because a lot of kids just like to draw or something, or whatever. But if you go into Art Haven, they let you explore, and they'll help you, and they're very nice people in there. And I just like the idea that they have, that they bring, they let kids come in and just do whatever they want, and just be creative, find that creative juice.
Yeah, they make a big deal about really every buoy. It could be a masterpiece, or you're trying to figure out exactly, you know, like the little kids, they have a hard time painting, but everyone is special.
I don't know if they've done anything with it right now, but I... recently, I brought them a stack, and when I say a stack, of roadmaps. I had roadmaps all over New England states, you know, cities. I had stacks. And now with your smartphone, your computer, with the map applications, you don't need any of that. With the navigation that you have, with your GPS, you don't need those things. So I brought them down. I didn't want to just put them in the shredder. And I'm hoping that they're going to make something really cool, you know. So
I'm sure they probably
make a roadmap buoy.
Well, who knows? Yeah, I mean, it could be a roadmap
collage.
I don't know.
You can do decoupage with it.
I don't know what they're going to do.
They could do a they could do a bathroom and shellac it.
Yeah.
The walls.
Wallpaper.
But I just thought it was that they shouldn't just be shredded. That and you know that they should somehow use them anyway.
So anyway, the question that was the whole lobster trap tree thing came in. That question came in, or topic came in from Rebecca Borden.
Bex.
Yeah, Bex, our buddy Bex. Kim Smith asked, "What makes a great breakfast place to you, and what are some of your favorite breakfast places, and why are they your favorite breakfast places?" Go ahead, Amanda. You start.
I like service with a smile.
Mm.
I really like. Friendliness. It's all about the. I like smells. I don't know. I just really like a friendly place with really good food, nice people.
Which one?
Which ones?
Oh. I like Sugar Mags a lot.
Yeah.
I know. I used to go in there when I did rode same boats, and they're really nice. Really nice in there. I also like Lobsterland. I like Charlie's Place.
Mm.
I'm a local person. I don't like to go.
Well, we're blessed here in Gloucester. We got a lot of options.
We got crazy options.
Crazy options.
How about you, Tom? What makes a great breakfast place to you?
Well, look, I like if I'm gonna do breakfast, I like poached eggs. And if the place, I mean, if I don't want fried eggs, I don't want them to taste like a thousand other things. I happen to like.
Poached egg.
A poached egg, done properly, a little runny. I understand, you know, why some people might not want
it. On a piece of toast or not on a piece of toast?
Not on, no.
Interesting.
So I also like house-made hash.
Mm.
And some places...
Who's got some of the best house-made hash in town?
Well, I can tell you that George's does a fabulous job with their dropped eggs, you know, poached eggs and hash. They do a good job. But... You know, I just illustrate that as a point. I also like great rye bread.
Rye.
Who has that in town?
Mamie's has the best, at least that I found in town.
Mamie's Kitchen?
So there are certain components that I like.
At different places.
Different places. But if I had to combine it all, I would say house-made hash. And I say house-made, I don't mean something... that comes out of a can that says homemade. I mean, I want something that they make themselves.
You know what my favorite hash is in town?
What?
Go.
My favorite hash is the West Indian hash at Sailor Stan's.
Wow.
Have you had it?
No.
I don't
like like yams is the potato.
Okay.
And then a shredded chicken.
Wow.
And it's spicy.
If you are looking...
So they use like a little jerk seasoning? Didn't mean to interrupt.
No, it's fine. No.
Trying to...
There's like some kind of peppers in there that make it spicy.
Okay.
It's delicious. West Indian hash. It is delicious.
Okay.
If you are looking for the ultimate breakfast experience, go to Sugar Mags and order the Almond Joy pancakes. You will not be disappointed. They are heavenly.
All right.
Chocolate and
heavenly.
Coconut?
Yes, and almonds and powdered sugar. With butter. Mm.
All right, I'm gonna name some of my favorite things
yeah.
at different breakfast places. I love the West Indian hash at Sailor Stan's, and I love Sailor Stan's in the summertime out on the porch out there, or even when the breeze is coming through that place. Just a special place to me. I love Mamie's Kitchen. The people there are super friendly, and they always have interesting specials there. And the coffee rolls are ridiculous, the best coffee rolls in the world, and the linguica there The Portuguese linguiça that they have is ridiculous. I love the pastries at Fort Square Cafe that Heidi makes. Heidi makes these incredible. She's an unbelievable baker. So I really like it there. And I love Rusty Shafford, who works there. His personality is just ridiculous. I love George's Coffee Shop for their consistency. The breakfast boats that they have there. They have their food is always consistently good. The prices are reasonable. The service is always spot on. Tremendous. Willow Rest, another place that has upscale creative breakfast.
I go there for lunch. I don't think about Willow Rest for breakfast. Oh, but I'm sure it's fabulous.
Breakfast burrito there, phenomenal. 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 Charlie's Place, the fried dough, and you know, again, another one of these
that's old school.
Old school consistent places.
Originality.
I have a friend of mine that spends he bought a house here for time in the summer for he's a semi-retired attorney. And I swear, I mean, he comes from, spends his winters down south. That's where his primary residence is. But he goes out at least twice a week for fried dough.
Really?
Because he cannot get it.
But where can he get it?
Down in Florida, where he...
I gotta do a fried dough post. Fried dough is big in our family.
We love fried dough.
The Italian donuts...
Tiny donuts, but we do fried dough too. I overdosed on those. There's a very easy way to do fried dough at home. I have to make a post.
Okay, that's a way. You know, probably a lot of people are afraid to do it. If you've got a simple way, I'm sure people want to hear it.
You don't even have to make the dough.
That's simpler.
Oh, there you go. Okay, we got a question from this woman, Jill Heine. I think that's how you pronounce her name.
Hi, Jill.
Does anyone know why only one cruise ship came to Gloucester Harbor this season? It was so nice to have these visitors coming during the fall, the last few years, and I'm sure local businesses appreciate the traffic. Do you know anything about this?
I assume that when she says that there is only one, she's talking about the one that anchors out, not the smaller ones with dock.
Because there's been a bunch come and gone.
Yeah, but I mean, I think there are a number of these coastal cruisers that tie up actually right down at cruise port. Mm. So she may not be aware that they have a number of cruise ships. They're just not those mega yachts or mega.
Have you seen the new dinner cruise ship that they have at cruise port? Beauport Princess, I think they call it. Pretty ship.
Pretty, I love it.
Now, what do you think about the, are they gonna have functions on that, do you know?
I do not know enough about it to really?
Sherry emailed me and told me to come by and talk to her about it. I just haven't got over there to see her. I think they have some interesting things planned for that ship. Be cool. Another thing that's going to bring people in to this the place.
Give people some options once they're here.
Yep. Very good. So Toby, did you order a Chromecast thing? Are you still doing any research on it?
I can guarantee you that when my contract that I currently have is up, when I have the ability to do the Chromecast with the digital antenna for the normal channels, that's the way I'm going.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean,
you see, Felicia was on the going to be on the cover of Cape Ann magazine this month.
I did.
It's huge.
Cover is beautiful.
I'm not looking for, I'm not trying to take any of her thunder away by mentioning this, but I have purchased a good number of the books, and I can tell you, everyone that has received them is celebrating.
Yeah.
They're loving it. It's, you know, if you haven't seen it, we keep on saying this.
Oh, another great Christmas present.
Yes.
Another one that keeps on giving.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't go away.
Right.
And these are all, and a lot of them are awesome traditional Gloucester recipes, you know, that even if you're not Sicilian or Italian, you can appreciate
but
these.
The turkey pot pie is not in there, but that's on the blog that she made with some of the leftover turkey.
Yeah, very cool.
Which was a 10.
And what about, so Felicia, do you know when the Cape Ann magazine's coming out?
the Tuesday, December 3rd. That's Tuesday.
December, oh, that's 3rd. This Thursday, yeah.
Yeah, they had said it was Friday, Tuesday. But I don't know. Something happened. But it is supposed to be available December 3rd.
So you can go to Cape Ann Bookstore. I'm sure.
Building Center, Jeff's Variety, 7-Eleven. There's a lot of places that sell.
They'll have them over. You can see Felicia in her... And all blinged out. She got. Oh, Felicia, how would you share the story about how the shoot went down for that?
I got a call about 3 days before they came, and it was right around Halloween time, and they asked if I could have my kitchen looking like Christmas. So in 3 days, we transformed the house from fall looking to Christmas.
And, no more harvest stuff.
Yeah, when I set up the set, I realized that the outfit that I would plan to wear was a red shirt, and I blended too much in with the tree and, you know, all the red that Mariposa provided me with some of their new holiday wear, which was great. They're very good to me. So I ran to Marshall's an hour before they came with the camera and bought that green dress, and I just think it's so funny because it couldn't have ended up being more perfect. You know,
yeah,
always,
but people
women
don't.
Always
they don't.
Shop,
but
know?
People didn't. People don't realize that they, you know, the when. So they called her to do this thing. She did like an entire house, all over, to look like this winter wonderland Christmas thing, and for this shoot. So it was nice to be rewarded with the cover.
We had no idea that I was going to be the cover. I was shocked.
I have an idea. It just came to me. Shoot it down if you don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
But Mariposa has come up a couple times. Mariposa is a local business headquartered in Manchester by the sea, right?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, and I know you love it.
I am like the Mariposa queen. I've been
okay.
going to
well,
this
maybe,
sale for over 20 years.
Maybe you and Lowell, who kind of covers the Manchester beat, should do a joint post on a local business. What's it, Livia Cowan? Is
yeah, Liv, right? She's great.
Right.
I know her well.
So what I'm saying is you and Lowell, because that's his beat as well,
yeah.
could probably do a joint. And because a lot of people don't know what Mariposa is. You mention it. You know the stuff. You love it. Joey, how much do you know about Mariposa?
Well, I know about it because I've the Super Bowl thing where they camp out overnight the night before. I've witnessed...
Okay.
How insane!
Because
they
it's
get,
in your
they
family.
Get, yeah.
I guarantee you,
right.
there aren't too many guys that know what Mariposa.
But
is.
I guarantee you, most women in this town know what Mariposa.
I really, the thing I love most about Mariposa is, it makes my food look even better. Like you put Mariposa, I use Mariposa every single day in my kitchen. Everything looks pretty on your table. It's just easy. It's a no-brainer.
Trays,
visual
feast. It can go from casual to dressy.
But
you
it's
know,
trays
like,
and dinnerware
it's
and
trays, dinnerware. They have glassware now. I mean, they really really have a great product. Love
it's
it.
Just elegant.
It is elegant.
It just
but
makes
it can be
it
casual too.
Elegant.
I have my football dish we use
right.
every Sunday.
There you go.
There's your idea. Talk to Lowell.
All right, I'm on it. Lowell,
wow.
calling you.
There you go. We're calling you out, Lowell.
Calling you out, Lowell Peabody. How about that name, Lowell Peabody?
He's
yeah,
a great guy.
That's kind
he's
of,
a great guy.
Yeah,
great
yeah
guy. I love having him as a contributor. He takes it. He doesn't miss his. His. I like the contributors that don't miss their.
He's disciplined.
He's disciplined.
That's
yes.
the word we're looking for.
He's
well, you
man.
Know, he's, what is he in? He's a commercial real estate guy.
Yeah, he's geeky like me though. He's like he likes his gadgets.
Look at fancy cameras and better computers and fun phones.
That, all that, yeah, fun stuff.
Chromecast?
Chromecast, baby. Huge, huge fan. Huge fan. The GMG technical jerseys are in.
Ah.
And we have extra, extra large because Felicia yelled at me. She's yelled at me all summer long that I was, that people were begging for extra, extra large.
Yeah.
And I always would avoid ordering a bunch of them because they always cost me like a lot more money. They like the manufacturers of these that print up, you know, not the printers, but the manufacturers of these.
They
items,
charge more.
They upcharge you for a double extra large. There's
right.
a lot more material and everything
right.
else. But I got I broke down based on her yelling at me enough times that people were asking for the double extra large gear, and
you had the picture of the full zip.
Technical
I got
yeah.
jersey.
Yep.
In it's been up all week.
But they're on the. I have them uploaded to the store now. the Good Morning Gloucester store.
But so, if anyone saw the blog for the past week, there was a picture of you.
It was not a great because it was so far away. But the pictures, you could go to the, if you go to the website, the that store, you know, follow the link to the store. There's better up close pictures of this, and I actually just did a, just taped a video.
And they, you also got some quarter zip, not just full zip.
Huge quarter fan zip. Of the quarter zips.
Am I?
Are you
am
really?
I love those at the Mac Fair. The, we have the Mac Fair coming up. And,
oh, that's right.
Who's going to be at the table?
Farron, yeah.
You're going to have those. I don't know what he's going to give me this time, but
you're going to have. You're going to have the technical jackets that we just got in. We'll probably have a few hoodies left, and I doubt we'll have any caps left by then, but we may have caps left. I think we have less than a dozen caps left.
Yeah, you won't have any caps
left. So probably won't have caps left, but maybe. You never know.
So at the Mac. The Mac Fair is Friday night, Saturday night?
Friday night and Saturday.
Saturday, sorry.
There is a lot of fairs going on next weekend, but the Mac kicks off theirs on Friday night. They're going to have booze. So
I'm in.
It's all in.
It's all about the wine.
Sister Felicia's all in. And Sister Felicia, if any... if there are any retailers downtown that want to host Sister Felicia,
I'll do a signing on Ladies' Night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'll
set privilege.
A small table.
Wow.
No one cares about the signature. What? What? Give some goodies away. So cook up some of your Nutella there. What is the? what is that? The cookie that you made, the nougat.
The Taroni.
The Taroni candy. Gosh. Give away some candy.
Nougat.
Oh,
don't I?
She's going to sign your book.
Joe, I got to tell you.
Don't I always bring something to eat? When do I go somewhere and not bring a treat? Really?
She will grace us with her presence in signing the books.
You just bit. I mean, he put the hook out there with a little bit of bait, and you...
Quarter zips. Don't knock it until you try it. I'm a huge fan of the quarter zips. I'm a quarter zip kind of girl. They're fabulous.
The dry fit material, too.
Yes. Yeah,
she's an athlete at school.
There we
go. And so she's talking from practical experience what works.
Total quality.
Right.
Ridiculous quality. Yeah.
No, they are really nice.
Yeah.
Everything really
Joe,
nice.
Joe.
Well, that's all. Because the first year I did the blog, I ordered T-shirts.
Yeah.
And I made a critical error, and it was a one-time thing. And I ordered cheap T-shirts, and I got them in, and we had them printed, and I was so upset with myself because, it was like, this is not our brand. Our brand is not cheap stuff.
Go
big or go home. So now, and I don't make a lot of money on these things, by the time you get done with all the costs.
You don't make
any money. No,
it's a push.
No. I'll be honest. I make a little bit of money, but it's not what people. I think a lot of people think I make a lot more money than I do on it. After all the expenses, it's more of a hobby for me. I enjoy the whole research of what the different products can be, and then with the logo and getting it out there to people and seeing the people that really enjoy it. It's fun for me. So, but I've got it to a place where the only things I will buy is stuff A that I totally want to wear. And B, that is like on a higher level than like any kind of just average product.
The best quality.
The best quality.
I'm wearing my Good Morning Gloucester navy blue sweatshirt.
Double
right
thick.
Now. It's
super.
Double thick, and I'm quite comfortable.
Cozy.
I'm.
But those cotton. The cotton hoodies are really nice in the summertime or in the evening and stuff like that. But I'm not a big cotton guy. I like the dry fit stuff. And these technical jackets are ridiculous. And I got a bunch of sizes, but there's plenty of double XLs.
Nice colors, too. Yeah.
Which color do you like the best?
I like the black.
You like the black? What do you? I like the I like the steel gray one.
Yeah, I like the gray with the logo on it. Looks really, I don't know, it's
right.
Cool.
I think so, too.
I think, too, because we've never really had that color in anything. Like, it's usually on white.
Right.
Now we've been doing black, navy blue. I don't know. It's nice. It's sharp looking.
I think this. I like them all. The blue
makes
logo.
It makes the homie stand out.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the. It's like a graphite gray almost.
But but don't joke about the added value of getting a signed first edition copy.
With the Taroni candy. Dear Lord, if I don't cook something and go somewhere. What's somebody going to cook for me? That's what I want to know.
A signed first edition.
If any retailer wants to host, maybe I'll talk to David Cox. Maybe you can put out a play. Maybe right out in front of that. We'll see.
We'll talk
to some people. Anyway, for Joey Shimataro, my friend Toby Pett, niece Amanda Cakes, this is the first podcast of December 2013 in the books.
Bye-bye.
Bye.